I agree that, you know, Tere Kamatra has a very eclectic and diverse repertoire and ways of, I mean, the kind of work that they produce. But I think what's the key thing is whether KKPL sits well in the credo or the philosophy and the objectives of Tete Kamatra since throughout the years since 1989, and over the years he has evolved. You have seen the evolution. I mean, you are one of the few members who have stayed at Kamatra since early 90s. I mean, and KKPL now is one which further pushes kind of Malay theatre,
right?
So, but you know, does it sit well with what Kamatra stands for?
Actually, yes, very much actually, because when we decided to do this 25th anniversary, right, and we see and we look at our repertoire and we look at how much we have done over the past 25 years, you know, we have gone so far, we've done so many diverse kind of work and things like that, and one of the things we said was like, let's do something that represents us, really, you know, bring back the Malayness in us, you know, like, yeah, because sometimes we do work that that transcend beyond Malay, you know, but you know, like when we define Malay here, it's not just about the language, but you know, in more than that, you know, like the behavior or like, you know, the philosophy of the Malays and things like that. So in our work, yeah, we might have like we might have non-Malays in the piece and things like that, but you know, the Malayness is represented in many other ways lah. You know, we have gone beyond, and there was a stage in Kamatra where, you know, the use of non-Malays become an issue, you see, but you know, then, you know, people still believe that, oh, Kamatra is a Malay theatre company, we should actually you know, stage Malay plays in Malay, you know. Yeah, but I think we have gone beyond that time where, yeah, and but we still push, you know, we stage like a wordless piece, which we stage a non-Malay piece, we gotten a Chinese, we gotten an Indian, we stage a Punjaraman where, you know, it's multiracial, that was in Arts Fest in 2000 something, I can't remember. So and it's interesting, you know, like, you know, after like so many years of doing so diverse stuff, right, we feel that, you know, maybe it's time to come home, you know. Yeah, but the interesting challenge here is that, okay, you know, you want to celebrate the Malayness, right, but how do you stay, again, how do you stay contemporary, how do you stay relevant, how do you stay current, how do you stay within this time and not, you know, plunge into some, you know, exotic time in the 70s or 80s. Yeah,